Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Look, there's a pony.
Oh, is that a pony?
Wrong. It's a little unicorn.
It's not just a unicorn.
It's National Unicorn Day.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
I'm here to meet, touch, and or become a unicorn.
Whatever gets you out of bed in the morning.
Happy National Unicorn Day.
Showtime. Yeah. Happy National Unicorn Day today. Be a unicorn.
There you go.
Be the unicorn in your own world.
Yes, do that.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up along with our producer on remote from his home.
Yep.
Producing the show, of course. This is show number, what is it, 1,866?
Is it, no, is it 64? 64.
Check that out.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Morty!
Where are you? I know, I should pull that up every day. Every day.
You would think we would do that.
I know it.
Reported,
I know.
It is 6:03. It is Thursday.
And you know what? If you're celebrating, happy Passover, because that began yesterday. So, so happy Passover if you are celebrating. You got a week ahead of you, so enjoy it. I hope. I know it's a little different this time around.
Boy, isn't it?
You know, with Passover and Easter and all of that.
And everything else that's going on.
Exactly. 1864.
That's the show number. 1,864.
That's what we are today.
Wow.
I know.
Who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk it?
I know.
All right. Weather-wise today, they keep saying cloudy and rain.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen today. They say high in the low 60s, high 60s tomorrow. Plenty of sunshine. Looking forward to a nice Easter weekend.
Fine.
Passover, of course. Weather-wise should be nice.
Exactly.
It's only about 56 outside right now. Carla, her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Oh, a lot more on what celebrities are doing to help this cause, and some interestingly sad news coming out of, the political world.
All right, more on that and some other stories after Def Leppard. Pour some sugar on me.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, interesting and sad news, I suppose, you know, for a lot of people. Linda Tripp, the whistleblower in the Clinton Lewinsky scandal, has died at the age of 70 years old.
Oh.
She is the one who illegally recorded phone conversations between herself and Monica Lewinsky. Now, before she died yesterday, this is apparently it was pancreatic cancer, but people said it was very sudden. Her death was very sudden, so she must have found out just recently.
Yeah.
Before she died, and it was announced that she was sick and in the hospital, Monica Lewinsky posted, "No matter the past, upon hearing that Linda Tripp is very seriously ill, I hope for her recovery. I can't imagine how difficult this is for her family. She has always been so just, you know, good."
Yeah.
About everything. I was saying in Facebook Live, if you've seen her in interviews, if you watched any of the documentaries that have been done, she's always been very good, very gracious.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't blame. You know, was there animosity at one time? Yeah, but she's never blamed. And she's got a good heart. I'll tell you, not a lot of people would have probably reacted that way or would have said nothing. So
Right. Good
for you, Monica Lewinsky. But Linda Tripp. 70 years old. She passed away. Better news. People, celebrities out there who are doing good. Tyler Perry paid for groceries for elderly shoppers at more than 70 stores in Atlanta and New Orleans over these past few days, which is so cool. Cardi B, giving away $1,000 an hour between now and May 20th to fans of hers that may need help. $1,000 an hour. Ciara and Russell Wilson donating 1 million meals to the Seattle community. Halsey bought 100,000 masks for medical professionals. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar donating 900 pairs of safety goggles to UCLA health workers. So people just left and right doing it. The people who can do it are doing it, and that is good. That is really good. Now, other donations, the organist from Fenway Park is playing live online for 30 minutes a day. So if you want to listen in to some baseball.
Right.
Little baseball organ music.
And you would think he would play Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline,
I mean,
sure.
That's the song they do,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, that. Your Take Me Out and dun 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 dun.
All the baseball standards.
Traditional. That is on a Facebook page called Seventh Inning Stretch. And, people, get excited. A Nickelback documentary that is coming out, they say, in the next month or two.
Woohoo!
Yes. They are currently self-isolating in Canada, and they've been encouraging fans. This is actually very cool what they're doing to get creative while in isolation. They have, it's called the hashtag Nickelback Riff Challenge, where fans pick a Nickelback riff, they play it in one take with no revisions,
right,
and they just post it online.
Well, good. See?
People can yay or nay or whatever. So they're
never understood the knock on Nickelback.
I know. I
whatever.
Just like to make fun of them. I just like to, as the comedian in
yes.
me, enjoys it.
Of course.
That is my take for now, sponsored by the Clark County Credit Union.
By the way, latest winner, first winner of the morning, Carla.
Yes.
10K payday contest, Ken Gropner. Got through, put $500 in his pocket.
Beautiful.
His reaction when he got the call from the Beasley banker.
Yay! Couldn't come at a better time. You made my day. And that's not easy to do these days.
I bet. A lot of people going through it. Need some
love
extra
it.
Cash. So your next chance to win, a little over 30 minutes away, 7 o'clock. We'll have a new code word for you. Win $500, qualify for the $10,000 grand prize in the 10K payday contest. 6:25 in the Eurythmics, Sweet Dreams. Easter weekend, it's Passover.
Yep.
Still, people might want to do the takeout thing. Operation Gift Card. Support the local businesses here in Las Vegas. All the info at 96.3kklz.com. Russ is on the phone. What's going on, Russ?
Listen, a long-time listener, but back in, I don't know, remember we were talking about Navajo tacos?
Yes, one of the most popular foods.
And I was surprised that you and Mike had never had them. Did you ever get to try them?
I still have never tried a Navajo taco.
Why, are you just outside the door with the tacos?
Maybe next week we could do that for you.
I have a friend who actually posted a picture. She made them this week, and it's so funny that you're calling, because I thought at that time, it's like, I still have never tried one. God. Well,
what is the secret to these tacos? What makes them that good?
The fried bread.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a fried bread. It's not a tortilla. It's a different. It looks really good, too.
That's the secret.
One day, maybe one all day, right. When we're all maybe out of quarantine, day. We can all try a Navajo taco.
If you would just start clicking your red heels.
I know. Right. Get us the hell out of here.
It's time to play the 10K Payday Contest.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. On 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas.
Okay, who wants to win $500? Here's your chance to enter to win $10,000 as well in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word is world.
World. W-O-R-L-D. World.
That is indeed the word that you need. World. For your chance to win that $500, text it to 45911. Again, that's 45911. Win $500 and qualify for the 10K payday. Enter world at 96.3kklz.com or on the free KKLZ app that I trust you have on your smartphone by now. You've got 15 minutes to get world out there, and be sure in about a half hour you get some weird phone number calling you. Go ahead and pick it up this time, okay? Might be the Beasley banker just wanting to let you know that you're putting an extra $500 in your pocket. The word world, text it to 45911. You have 15 minutes to do it, so do it. Good luck.
I don't know how many people have reset their alarm clock to maybe wake up a little bit later.
Right.
Than they normally do, but yep. If you had it set for a little bit after 7 o'clock and heard that song cranking up. Nice! All right, it's Thursday morning. By the way, if you just missed it, the code word, world, W-O-R-L-D.
Yes. Correct.
Just text it to the short code 45911. Have a shot winning $500. And, of course, to qualify for the $10,000, take that extra step and just download it or enter it through the free KKLZ app or online at 96.3kklz.com. You have a couple of minutes to do that. The world is the word is world.
There you go.
The word is world.
You got it.
W-O-R-L-D. Okay. Cloudy showers today. High 61, 67 high tomorrow. Hopefully, it's a nice weekend weather-wise.
Supposed to be very nice. Almost 80 degrees, I think, on Saturday. So we'll be good.
Awesome.
We'll be good.
It's 51 now. Here you go. Just a few things we think you should know.
Now we got the app to bring you essential news.
just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, you know, our governor spoke last night, made a lot of things very clear. A city in New Jersey will now use drones to scold people for not social distancing.
Oh.
Wow, it took a little while, but they had to get all the cuss words in there first before they could do that. Wow.
I had the audio for that, but it's so bad.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't great.
But it is funny.
Yeah, it is.
They have these little speakers on these drones.
Yeah, they're yelling at you, man. They're yelling at you.
Get off the beach!
Jeez. Now, which is better? And I have to read this because, listen, people, our governor just got angry.
Mm-hmm.
The president of the Philippines has suggested shooting people who violate quarantine. So we're still just Twitter shaming. We're good here.
Yeah.
So, but just do what you need to do to stay safe and keep others safe.
Yeah.
So,
and stay away from groups of 10 or more.
Yes, exactly. That's simple. And I just came across this, and I've got to do, this is literally breaking news. I have to do some investigative work into this. But the makers of Marshmallow Peeps, it's called Just Born Incorporated, They've suspended production due to coronavirus. They're not producing Peeps right now.
Oh.
There's a lot of Peeps out there,
yeah.
And I think they're like the Twinkie, and they'll last you till, Easter 2070. But, they've had to suspend production.
How many people have moved somewhere else, and when they're moving, they move a dresser? There's a Peep.
We got Peeps. Oh, my God. How long's that been under the couch? Wow. Even the dog didn't want it, honey. Jeez.
Still good.
Oh,
all right,
man.
I'll pick up my end.
Yes. Well, I hope you got them early for the big holiday weekend. If you're doing a Peep brulee or something like that. I know people like to do different things with their Peeps. I hope you got them early. It is Thursday. A few things you should know, sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Do whatever you have to do to keep in shape.
Yes.
Under the quarantine, if you have to walk 500 miles, just walk. Get the arms going.
That's right.
People are doing what they have to do indoors and around the house. It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show at 7:21. Jody was laughing at our nephew, Mark. You know Mark.
Yeah.
He's taking videos of himself lifting, he tied ropes around. He broke up a brick, a cinder block, in half. And then put rubs there. And now he's doing curls.
Right.
And I said, wow, impressive. Why don't you bench a couch?
Yeah, there you go. Why don't you lift that up?
Huh? And I said, and afterwards, of course, I said, well, honey, people are doing what they think they have to do to keep in shape because gyms are closed and they can't go work out. So.
Not everybody has weights either. I'm so lucky. I do. I have like 5, 8, and 10 pound little, hand weights, which
and
is
do you
nice.
Work,
and
do you carry them when you walk or run?
I don't do that, but I do them at home. I'll do them in the garage and I do whatever lifting I can. And I have like resistance bands and then my tramp. I got my tramp too, my trampoline. So my little trampoline.
Bouncing up and down.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't have them.
What are you doing to stay in shape? For those people that do work out or have a routine.
Right.
Maybe you don't have the Stairmaster or
you have to improvise in some way.
What was the big thing, the stationary bike, the Peloton?
Oh, stationary bike, the Peloton.
Peloton.
Yeah, and I read that Peloton isn't even doing, their instructors aren't doing that anymore either for their own safety right now too. So I know it. So
what are you doing to stay in shape during this time?
Right.
And improvising. How are you improvising?
Yeah.
Feel good in the morning.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
96.3 KKLZ.
We are live and local and in the studio this morning at 7:35, just talking about the different ways people are improvising and staying in shape.
Yes.
A lot of people, you can't go to the gym anymore.
No, you can't go to the gym anymore.
So you find yourself at home just working out and doing certain things that, you just creatively coming up with.
Yeah, a lot of people, one in particular, one of our listeners said I go to the YouTube gym. I find online classes on YouTube to exercise with. Pop Sugar Fitness, Fitness Blender are my favorites. I work from home, so every day after 1 o'clock, after I clock out, pick a new video, do it for 30 minutes, and then on the weekends I go for a long walk. So that's kind of nice, huh? Now, Dalton says, I'm just eating less ice cream. That's good. Well. That's good, Dalton. That's good. Somebody else said, a few people are saying, I'm just trying to eat less to stay in shape. Because you're home now, and we eat out of boredom.
It's hard.
Another one of our listeners, Mike, says, I have a Nordic track with initial treadmill. Over 4 miles a day, I do. So that's good. That's good. If you have something at home, that's great. Yeah. But if you don't, how are you making do? You know, buying more frozen food? I don't know.
And John, I know you walk a lot now because you can't go to the gym.
Right.
Walking around the lake and everything else.
Walk a lot. I do push-ups at home. And then I found the weights I have that hold down those outdoor pop-up canopy.
Oh, yeah. So yeah.
They're not very heavy, but at least it's something. But, yeah, I don't have weights or any of this stuff.
I know. So I was saying to Mike, I have some. I have, like, 5, 8, and 10s. And then I have resistance bands, too, which are awfully nice.
I started riding my bicycle.
Yeah, that's good.
Around the lake.
Yeah.
Just to be behind the radio station.
Yes, exactly.
And then I had to take it in to get tuned up. So I'm so excited I get it back today.
Nice.
Good. Very nice.
So I told my grandson, Ethan, I said, when Papa gets his bike back, I'll come over and 6 feet apart, we'll do a bike ride together.
Ride, yeah.
So,
yeah, that's good.
Bev, what about you? What are you doing?
Oh, my mom used to do it with me when I was little. I call it fly time, and she'd stick me on her feet, like with my feet on her feet on my chest, and she'd hold me up in the air. Well, my son likes to play that game, and so while we're playing that game, I just kind of like do leg presses with him on my legs.
Oh.
I can only get in like maybe 5 or 6 times of doing it, and then I'm like, nope, I'm done. I'm broken. We can't do this anymore.
Oh, that's funny. We were saying as they get older, it's a little tougher to do those things, but oh, I have fond memories of fly time.
I wish I could do that with Ethan.
Yeah.
My problem is, first of all, if I get on the ground in that position, chances are I'm not getting up.
Yeah, you got to get back up. So you
and he's not getting smaller.
Right, exactly.
I'm just waiting for our granddaughter to get to that age.
Finally, I can do it. He can do fly time again. Papa can't do it right now.
Bring in the little one.
Yeah, that's right. We're swapping out.
Hey, Renee, tell everybody your idea, what you do.
You could use a gallon of milk, save your milk jug, fill it up with water and lift them up.
Oh.
Just like a kettlebell. You can just bring it up. And then down between your legs and up, or you can hold it with both your hands and do it back and get those triceps.
Wow.
I've even seen where people, when they're doing push-ups, they use rolls of toilet paper because they have sore, weak wrists. So they put the toilet papers and use it to use their push-ups.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
But isn't that a waste of toilet paper?
Well, that's true. I think when you finish.
I see.
Yeah, no, but still, that doesn't help. That doesn't help too much. But
Yeah, you take the plastic cartons, you know, with milk, orange juice, or whatever.
That's really smart, actually, especially the big gallon jugs.
Yeah,
that's great. I like that.
See? Great ideas of how you're keeping in shape while at home. A couple of people texting in from last hour. We were talking about staying in shape.
Yeah, this is so funny because Roger wrote in and said, you guys talking about that, staying in shape. Well, round is a shape.
Oh.
So there you go. And Manuela, this is something to keep in mind. She says, I walk my dog about 2.5 miles each day. Please, bike riders, can you ride on the roads instead of the sidewalks? Not good for social distancing when they, you know, pass by on the sidewalk. So just you know, there are bike lanes and all that. Try if you can, especially now with fewer cars on the road. It's kind of nice. So
that's what I do
out there.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
I get in the bike lane. If I can ride on the sidewalk, I do.
Right.
But if I notice there's a,
sometimes
you know, there's people.
Right.
No, what the big, what's the,
yeah, I know.
So,
I know.
Okay. Just
I
be
know.
Careful.
Yes, people do. Please.
It was Stephen Gebhardt who got the call from the Beasley Banker last hour. 10K payday winner. Here's his reaction when he got the call.
Okay. Are you kidding me?
There you go.
Are you kidding me? Well, no. As a matter of fact,
I'm 500 bucks.
Are you kidding me?
Qualified for the $10,000.
Are you kidding me?
No.
And, of course, your next chance to win less than an hour from now. 9 o'clock, we'll have another code word for you.
Okay.
Win 500 bucks, money I'm sure you can use this weekend, as well as qualify for the $10,000 grand prize. Cloudy showers today, hopefully nice over the long holiday weekend. Highs in the low 60s today, mid to upper 60s tomorrow, possibly low 70s over the weekend. 51 outside right now. Carla's take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
This is one of the most interesting things I have read. Of course, no sports on TV. It's been affected by the pandemic. Well, Wimbledon. Wimbledon has been paying $2 million a year for pandemic insurance for the past 17 years since the SARS scare. So that's going to come in handy now because this year's cancellation means they're due to collect about $140 million from the policy.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you.
Wow.
Not at all. I know. I don't know why I'm not. Well, maybe other sports have this as well, but that's something that you have to think about with sports. You know, you can't get too close. You can't, you know, I mean, that's a thing. So, yeah, $2 million a year for this.
Like everybody else, after all those years of paying that insurance premium.
Guess what?
It paid off.
You guys, there's an actual pandemic. We had no idea what it meant when we signed it, but we did.
Guess who has insurance?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, Wimbledon. This is interesting. CableTV.com. Now, they're going to pay five people that they will pick $2,000 to watch every episode of whatever show they want. Whatever they want.
Oh.
Anyone can apply. And if you're chosen, all you have to do is watch that show and post about it on social media. So it could be, you know, some...
If Jody's listening right now, she could probably list...
Andy Griffith.
Yes.
Yeah. Right?
Andy Griffith. Everybody Loves Raymond.
There you go. Okay.
And probably Seinfeld.
Yeah. Okay. And then Mama's Family and Hooperman. No. I can't. Okay.
Bottom 10. Hooperman.
Any show. Thank you. That's a good callback.
What's that, Stephen?
Are you kidding me?
No, we're just kidding.
Good callback for a comedian, by the way.
Really?
Hooperman. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it hits you later. It's like, oh, my God, that was the one crap show that John Ritter did. Okay. Or Cop Rock. Anyhow, Nielsen. Giving all my secrets, people.
I guess.
Nielsen says that nearly 19 million people watched The Tiger King during its first 10 days out.
Oh, my God.
10 days. Puts it a little higher than season 2 of Stranger Things. A little lower than season 3, up till, you know, that was released. Oh, man, it just hurts me. But this might make some of you guys happy out there. I'm sure you're going to say, I remember, who is that again? Jenna Jameson.
Yes.
Jenna Jameson turns 46 years old today.
Oh.
Now, she did films for adults, she did, years back. And, but yeah, 46 years old today. I'm sure it's not the first time, you know, her party's been canceled by a virus. But, hey, stop it. I'm here all week. Hooperman, what are you going to do? So happy birthday to Jenna Jameson. Listen, Pornhub, all of those are free right now. You might want to just go back for old time's sake. See if you can pull up an old Jenna Jameson and celebrate. Honey, it's just a birthday. That's all I'm doing.
The only reason I'm doing it.
What are you doing in there? Nothing. Can see, in the words of Madonna. It is Friday. That is my take, sponsored by the Clark County Credit Union.
Tomorrow, we talk with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard every Friday at about 7:40. Make sure you're listening for that. Got Jeff on the phone, though. Being Thursday, we have a pretty cool giveaway.
Yes.
Jeff, tell everybody what we have to give away.
We have Sonic the Hedgehog, the movie, which I love, with Jim Carrey and James Marsden. It's a digital giveaway. So now you guys can give away some digital movies here, and people all do is type in the code, and they get to enjoy Sonic the Hedgehog.
Is that awesome?
Yeah, I like it.
For the kids Easy. Over the weekend, got something to watch? Here you go. So we're going to tell you how to win that in about 6-7 minutes from now.
Welcome back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Great music helps me in the morning because it helps me get motivated, get me started, get me on my way.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, we did this yesterday, and we have another one to give away, this digital download of Sonic the Hedgehog from Jeff, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard.
Yep.
Give the kids something to listen to or watch over the weekend. So here you go. It's back. Thespian.
Musical. Theater.
All right, so all you have to do is name the song by title from the lyrics.
Should be very easy.
Well, let's hope.
Well, it's right there.
All right. Here you go.
But that's when she started talking about...
True love.
Started talking about...
Sin.
And I said, honey, I'll live with you for the rest of my life. She said...
No huggy, no kissy till you make me your wife.
My honey, my baby, don't put my love upon no shelf. And she said...
Don't hand me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
Yes. All right. All you have to do is come up with the name of the song. Now, I got the phone lines on hold, Carla.
Yes,
yes. We'll get through news and weather. And then, of course, after that, we will look for a winner. Name the song those lyrics are from.
Yep.
Our number 702-739-9636. You know you want it one more time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Listen closely. Here it is. But that's when she started talking about...
True love.
Started talking about...
Sin.
And I said, honey, I'll live with you for the rest of my life. She said...
No huggy, no kissy till you make me your wife.
My honey, my baby, don't put my love upon no shelf. And she said...
Don't hand me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
It's our tribute to social distancing.
Yes, it is.
This morning. Keep your hands to yourself. All right. So if you know the song, give us a call, 702-739-9636. Looking for caller number 9. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win those that digital download for Sonic the Hedgehog for the kids so they can watch it over the weekend.
Yep.
So what are we calling this now? Thespian?
Thespian,
social distancing?
Social distancing theater.
Here you go. But that's when she started talking about...
True love.
Started talking about...
Sin.
And I said, honey, I'll live with you for the rest of my life. She said...
No huggy, no kissy till you make me your wife.
My honey, my baby, don't put my love upon no shelf. And she said...
Don't hand me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
All right, so all you have to do is come up with the name of that song.
Yes.
How hard is that going to be?
Yes, I know, exactly.
Right. Rosemary's on the phone. Rosemary, give it a shot.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Do you know who did it?
Georgia Satellite.
Yes, good job. We had to ask something additional, right?
Yes.
It was right in the song.
Love that song.
Rosemary!
You got the digital download, Sonic the Hedgehog. You can watch that over the weekend, courtesy of our good friend, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick everything up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It's time to play the 10K Payday Contest.
Oh, my God.
KKLZ Las Vegas.
Here we go. Another chance to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word is an easy one. Up.
Up. U-P. Up.
That's it. You didn't get enough time there, Mike.
No.
Jeez. Up. That's the word you need for your chance to win $500 right now. Text it to 45911. That number again, 45911. Win $500 and qualify for the 10K payday. Then enter up at 963KKLZ.com or on that free KKLZ app that you have on your smartphone. I trust you have it right. It is free. Again, the word up. You have 15 minutes to get it out there now. Listen, you get a weird number calling you in about a half hour or so. Please pick it up. Might just be the Beasley banker wanting to inform you that you have just won $500. The word up. Text it to 45911. You have 15 minutes to do it. So go on, do it. Good luck.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Oh, by the way, Carla, the word is up.
Up.
Up. You still have a couple of minutes. Enter that word, short code 45911, or that's to win $500. You want to qualify for the $10,000 grand prize. Enter it through the free KKLZ app or online at 963KKLZ.com. All right, here you go. A woman in New Mexico named Sky Blue. Red
really?
Flag.
Really?
Got into a car crash on Sunday. Thank God everybody was okay, but she got out, stripped down.
Not surprised.
Walked down the street naked.
Sky Blue. All right. Not surprised.
I'm thinking she had some other things going
maybe
on in her life.
So.
Besides
maybe
the
so.
Virus.
Sky, it's Jenna Jameson's birthday. Enjoy.
Well, you know, we hear about people making masks out of a lot of things.
Right.
Yesterday, a woman making masks out of a bra.
Yeah.
We hear that you can use a jock strap.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a man in Michigan was wearing a thong underwear over his face as a mask. I don't know how that works. I guess just like a jock strap. Well, he was wearing it, walking around, and he ended up beating up some guy that made fun of him.
Well, yeah, it's my mask. For the love of God, I'm saving people. Don't make fun of me.
There's a warrant out for him now on assault charges. Oh, they can't even find the guy wearing the thong.
Oh, man. Yeah, he probably took it off so he could hide out, and now he's going to get people sick. Jeez, don't make fun of people in masks. No. Don't do it.
Do what you have to do.
Yes, yes. Listen, the NYPD already, they had to arrest the Easter Bunny. Easter Bunny broke into a Manhattan bowling alley. Why? Why? There, it's not open. That's why. He broke into the Lucky Strike bowling lanes, and he had somebody with him. They thought they might find something, but there was really nothing to find. But the police got there fast because there was an alarm, and he was dressed as the Easter Bunny. So
it's a bowling alley. What do you think you're going to find there?
Why is the Easter Bunny
smelly shoes and
yes,
balls?
I know, and you got a job to do. You should be suiting up for that. You can still dump eggs on the front lawn. Jeez.
I mean, if you're going to be out.
Yes, that's right. If you're out anyway, right? And the eggs are cooked. Listen, a couple who met on the dating app Bumble, they had two dates, and they decided to move in together so they could quarantine with one another.
Oh.
One is a ballet dancer, actually, in New York City. She drove to Mystic, Connecticut for her second date with this guy. She really liked him.
Wow.
And they said, well, you know what? This is going well, so why don't we just move in together? And they did. They've been staying in separate rooms, but then they meet in the living room for dates.
Oh.
So good for you guys. I mean, if it's somebody you want to hang out with, yeah, whatever, let's seal the deal. And after quarantine, maybe if it's not going well, we split up or we stick with it and save money.
Could you do that?
Why not? I don't. You know, I like my space. I mean, I could. Not that I can't live. I certainly can, but I do like my space.
Has that come up?
I do like my space. No, we both like our space a lot. So,
you need a big house.
I'm good.
A big house.
Yes. Yes.
Two houses
together. Yeah. How about that? That'd be nice. You know what? I'll take the casita.
Uh-huh.
That's right. You stay in the big house.
I mean, I love you,
casita.
But I don't love
you. Yeah, but I love my space too.
Okay.
So it's Thursday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel good story that we like to call
Something Good.
Every show, a bit of good news so you can kick off your morning with some good news. This is about a 16-year-old pilot in Virginia. 16 years old. His name is TJ Kim. He convinced his dad to turn their flying lessons into humanitarian missions. They started something called Operation SOS, Supplies Over Skies. And he wanted to do this, TJ, because his lacrosse season has been canceled, of course, because school's canceled, right?
Yeah.
He wanted to do something. So, flew his first delivery by plane. This was now about a couple week and a half ago to a 25-bed hospital in a small town called Luray, Virginia. And that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to hit up these very small towns that are, it's critical that they get supplies. He said the bigger hospitals are getting some stuff. Small ones are really hurting for supplies.
Yeah.
So, he also delivered 3,000 gloves, 1,000 head covers, 500 shoe covers, and about 100 non-surgical masks to a hospital in Woodstock that just didn't have supplies. And his goal is just to do that. Seven rural hospitals throughout Virginia that are defined as critical access hospitals. He's taking care of them, and he's doing it as much as he needs to.
Yeah.
So TJ Kim, 16 years old.
Nice.
A pilot. What was I doing? Cutting school.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Nice. Really nice.
That's awesome.
Wow.
What a great story. That's why we always say, if you have a feel-good story of a local hero, we want to hear about it. Dial it up, 702-739-9636. While we're on the air each Monday through Friday, 5 to 10, or submit a story through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com.
He barely got his driver's license. He's flying.
Well, school's been canceled. Lacrosse is over. I think I'll just fly my plane and deliver supplies.
All right. Okay. Whatever.
For the welfare of mankind.
Yeah, I know. Jeez.
What'd you do this summer?
I don't know.
Met a girl.
I watched Tiger King.
I watched Tiger King. Good for him. All right, we're ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon. Sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent, your auto, home, life, shelterinsurance.com. Recapping the show. Boy, you know what? This weekend, maybe we try a Navajo taco.
Gosh, I know. We still haven't tried one of those.
Great recall, Russ.
Yeah. They just keep coming up, don't they?
Working out at home. What are you doing to stay in shape at home? Love the video you showed me you found of Jack LaLanne.
Jack LaLanne, there's some of his video workouts online. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They seem pretty easy.
They sure do, actually. Just have a chair handy.
And thanks to my wife, Jody, she has a friend named Sean.
Yes.
He made these masks for us. He listens to us each morning. Used to work with Sean, and mine is a Vegas Golden Knights mask.
And mine has, red ribbons on it. And the really cool thing about it is I wear glasses, and they fog up easily with masks. They don't fog up with these masks because they have, filters in them.
Yeah.
Really cool.
This is so awesome. Thank you so much, Sean.
Thank you, Sean.
And remember, if you're going to go out anywhere for any amount of time, the governor says, help.
Do it. Put on a mask, people. It's not that hard. It really isn't.
Be careful. No. By the way, congratulations. April Simpson, latest winner, 10K payday contest, has herself $500, qualified for the $10,000 grand prize we have to give away. So make sure you're listening. Wendy Rush going to keep you company, whether you're at home, still going into work. She'll be here all throughout the midday. Another shot to win some free money, 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Otherwise, tomorrow morning, a best of. We are off for the long holiday weekend.
Yes, we are.
So do enjoy yourself. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. And remember, we're all in this together.
Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.